consciousness of what? We all like to talk about consciousness, but consciousness of what? We say, well, my consciousness is pure. My consciousness is on that which is for my highest and best. And I always keep my consciousness clear of any negative thinking. And what is negative thinking? Anything that is not beneficial for you, I would term negative thinking. So, if you're thinking about somebody else's $1 million, that's not beneficial to you, I'd call that negative thinking. You'd say, what? Yes. Anything that belongs to somebody else is not yours. Why not think about your own $1 million? Why not think about your own abundance? Think about your own good health. Think about who you are.
Could you read the blue one?
Think about what your life is. Where are you on the scale of things? Where are you on the pathway of life? Where are you on your way? And Bernard tells us that he's ready to be a monk. But he sounds like a rather sophisticated monk.
That's fine.
With great dreams and great aspirations, which may override his humility of being a monk. Because the first thing you have to learn in being a monk is to like yourself and have fun. And nobody knows how to like themselves and have fun, because they think liking themselves is doing something different than what they're doing every day. Now, we read about this woman.
We need to also work on this database. I really wanted to have
92, blind, and she gets up every morning at 8, prepares herself for the day, has her hair nicely in order, and her face and lipstick and all that sort of stuff in order that pleases her, and she's ready for the day. She gets out of bed, and she starts going around her room, doing whatever she does. And they moved her to a rest home. They moved her to an old folks home or whatever, a convalescent home, because she is alone. Her 70-year-old husband wasn't with her anymore. And so her scale of the world has become exceedingly small now. She has her room. Now, she may ambulate around the hall and go around a little bit, but it's not the same as being in her own home. Being in her own home, going from the living room to the dining room to the kitchen, perhaps even some stairs, going up the stairs, but doing these things. At 92, she's still able to do all these things. Now we've taken away her play yard and given her a new play yard. And what's your attitude about it? Hey, a new adventure. New way of looking at things. Sure, I don't have my old kitchen, my old sink and stuff, but the house burned down, I wouldn't have it either, you know. If we sold it because we wanted to make some money, we wouldn't have it either. If we moved to another city, we wouldn't have it either. And here, I just have a lot of other people around. A lot of other people around who are doing their thing and I'm doing my thing. And as I walk the halls, I'll be saying, good morning, Jane, good morning, John, good morning, Joan, you know. And as I say all these things, John being a very common word, as I say all these things, I will be developing a new world for myself. I'll be developing a new bank of treasures and bank of pleasures. Now, people who come to the monastery think that they're giving up the world. Well, if anyone comes to the monastery and thinks that they're giving up the world, don't come.
John was asking yesterday.
Because if you think you're giving up something to come here, you are as mistaken as you can be. Because you are coming here to develop something. You are coming here to take the horse that is polishing your diamond to its finest quality. You're not coming here to go out and go drinking and to go out and go dancing and go out and go playing. That's okay. Nothing wrong with those things. But you're coming here to finalize your ability to polish that diamond to its highest and greatest quality. And it takes discipline to do it.
That's what you said. We have only established.
You're working on your PhD in any normal university.
Don't give us 10% of what they have.
You don't have time for running around. You don't have time for parties. You don't have. You may go out now and then, but that's not your theme. Your theme is study, study, study. Your theme is 24 hours a day, having your mind on your doctoral thesis, doctoral dissertation, having 24 hours a day your mind on your topic of your dream. Your dream is to be exquisite as a brain surgeon, exquisite as an archaeologist, exquisite in whatever you want to be exquisite. You're not in there to be an ordinary Joe who goes to work 8 to 5 and comes home and does the other thing. You're there that your whole life is dedicated to your divinity, your divine self. Your whole life is dedicated to polishing that diamond. And when you've got that diamond polished, wow. Then, Ingeborg, then you are worthy. Until then, you're worthless. Because you can't take this unpolished diamond and turn it into the store. They might say, sure, give you $50, you know. The work that has to be done on that diamond, that's the treasure. Diamonds that come out of the mines in Africa and wherever in the world they come out, they're valuable, yes, because they can be
They called again from Africa.
They can be prepared. But as long as that diamond stands there in its natural form, to man, it has little value. As long as you stand in your natural form, on your divine path, you're of little value. You're of little value. Yeah, you have bones and flesh and blood and a mind and heart and things like that, but you're nothing. You're nothing than the other 6 billion people on earth. Every one of them has mind and heart and blood and bones, but the ones who polish the facet of their divinity and bring it out to its highest and most beautiful expression, they're the ones. The world cannot put a price on them. They're priceless.
The microphone, didn't we?
The world cannot say they're good or they're bad. Because for the world, they don't exist. They exist in a world which says, I am one as all. I am all. Whatever my mind thinks, the instant it thinks it, I'm there.
And this here?
Instantly.
Is the earphone?
Whatever I speak my word for, instantly it's there. I tell you, the step between where you are right now and your absolute divinity, your absolute magnificence, is but a step. And maybe even not a step, just a shuffle.
That's right.
That's all.
But
it's just up to you now whether that's what you want. Because
not just in.
The temptation is to go back and have a bottle of beer.
It's out.
Temptation is to go back and see movies and get all choked up on the emotionalism of a movie.
You're copying.
Or be told a story about some hero or some wonderful person.
Oh, this is listening.
Oh my goodness.
You understand?
Man, that was just working a principle.
This is listening. This is listening to that.
But I like this emotionalism. I like my humanism.
Says,
I like to feel the sensitivity of my emotions and my heart and my body. I just love sex and I just love all these things.
In, out.
Go do it.
No.
Out, in. You're right.
When you come
here. Because he has written.
Don't come here to learn to be a brain surgeon.
It says,
through all those other
out.
Things may be just this is wonderful.
Out. This is the earth.
But you're coming here to learn to be a brain surgeon. And to be a brain surgeon, you cannot have any emotions.
It's all the earphone. It's that whole thing.
You cannot say, that's my son I'm working on here, and I'm working on his brain. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my.
Yeah, my God. And you're doing well to practice that.
I'm a professional.
I really tell you.
Right now, he is a being that needs my attention, and I work on him unemotionally. I give him my best, and I am the best.
I don't ask for a step.
And he comes through this situation perfectly. Because I trained as a brain surgeon to be unemotional, to be untouched, whether it's my family or whether it's anybody else. And that's what you're doing here.
In the United States.
You're training here. You're training here in a very definite way. You hate me. Most of the time you hate me. You love me, but you hate me.
Oh, they're good.
Because I continually remind you,
and how that is all, and that six that come to him,
be yourself and have fun. I said, what does that mean to be yourself and have fun? It means to be your spiritual self and have your spiritual
fun. And these people have to be good to make a decision that it doesn't go to them.
You can go up here and say, okay, cloud, become a galloping horse. Okay, cloud, become a castle. Okay, cloud. People do that all the time. You have emotions about that? You say, oh my God, it didn't become a castle, it became a beautiful lady, it became a mountain, you know. You don't worry about that.
They must have made
it. And you practice.
No emotions. Such a president.
Oh. No feelings other than that.
Male.
No, I don't say you shouldn't have emotions, I don't say you shouldn't have feelings. I just say you should be master of them.
They see very little.
Sounds nice, doesn't it? Be master of them. I don't say you shouldn't have them. I don't say your body shouldn't want sex, your body shouldn't want food, your body shouldn't want water and breath. And so, there's nothing
like
wrong
the room.
But when it possesses you and you just got to have it,
things all go
then
to the president.
You're not a master.
But the president never sees
you. You're a slave to your body. You're a slave to your emotions. You're a slave to life. And the world is full of slaves.
Yeah.
My. Why is it that I can take Sylvia from her country and take her over to another country and make a slave out of her? Have her be my servant, have her be working for me, and all she does is get room and board. All she does is just live.
She has no right to her own.
She has her room. She's not allowed to go out of the house.
With us on Friday.
She stays in the house all the time.
Why doesn't
Sylvia just get up and say, look, I've had about enough of this. Adios.
And
then the law of giving permission to get her back again.
Sunday morning.
That's the point.
Run
away. Run away. If this is not the life you choose, if you don't choose to be a slave, run away.
And I
go.
Said,
to where, though? Go to your divine self.
We would surely
know
like to bring
what it is that you are worthy of.
No problem.
And you know what you're worthy of. You're worthy of being the greatest and the
and
most
said,
wonderful
just
most fantastic.
Look, if you find a bus or a train, what is more convenient.
But the world can enslave you
and
so
I said,
easily.
If you do not spend the money for us,
it's a
but
nice,
then you have
fresh,
2 days of
baked,
hotels to
bread.
Pay, we would,
still
we wouldn't
fresh
like
from
it.
The oven.
We wouldn't like you to do that.
And go buy a bakery.
No, no, no,
no. No, he didn't.
Or go buy a restaurant that's having
like
real stroganoff.
In America,
with real meat and real sauce.
But you're
a slave to that.
Even Saturday.
But if you can go there and just enjoy it, if you don't get it, hey,
cheap,
we just ran out.
Cheap
sorry about
hotels
that.
At Los Angeles
well,
Airport.
You say, okay, what else you got?
To find them out and have to go put in the internet
yeah. Tofu, yeah.
And
no, you are master of yourself. You're master of yourself. Consciousness, what's it all about? It's just being master of yourself. Now, will Bernard be a success here?
Yes.
Quite likely.
I wouldn't even mind if she would.
Take her away.
Will Angie be a success here?
Yeah.
Will our friend in Africa, what's her name?
He's done a good job.
Sybil?
Yeah.
Would she be a success? She'd be
been
a
been
real
been
success.
Been.
She's a dedicated
not
woman.
Violated anything.
Wow.
No,
would Carol Oliver be a success?
Be nice.
Maybe.
Yeah, she could drive.
See, a lot of time we have other programs.
No, he has to be
we have other priorities.
Los
and we let these other priorities take
manipulation
over us.
What's
our
eight
priority here?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, yes.
As the university
yeah, at 6.
Don't say
make it
when it's plain. He has to be there at 6.
No, wait a minute. He has to be at 8 o'clock because at 10 o'clock they're playing.
In whatever
so
way.
Eight. No,
if
so
we have to give
them
scholarships,
drive.
We do that. If we have to do this, we do that.
Eight,
but
seven,
we want
six,
to let
five.
Them enjoy it.
So,
because it opens the doorways to their hearts.
Now,
we may never see their hearts fully opened.
That's a nice drive in the early morning.
They may go off to other areas and not even thank us, which of course they would have no reason to thank us, because they don't realize what has changed their life.
Yeah.
But they've taken the course and they've studied, they've slept on the book, and perhaps a little bit got through. But then they live it. When they go and live it, then magic takes place. But if you can really be professional about polishing your diamond, about being yourself and having fun, be professional at it. Every door opens for you.
And did you see yesterday?
when your consciousness is in your control,
Sylvia, is John there?
Then you're right close to being a master.
Great.
Consciousness is really the thing that wants you to go off and play games.
Yeah, just coming down and
when you're in charge of that, you bring it home.
Okay,
you say, now we got work to do here. Let's study. And we can prove ourselves that what we really want is this.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I love you.
Love you. Tim. Chris and Stan.
Talk for today. Believe it or not.